Members of the European Parliament have warned of big gaps and challenges in the European Union's security policy amid fears of further terrorist attacks in the 28-country bloc. The EU legislators say the member states are still not sharing the intelligence, and some accuse Saudi Arabia of enhancing the threat posed by Daesh. Press TV's Jerome Hughes has filed this report.
With EU citizens carrying out deadly terrorist atrocities in their own countries in the name of Daesh, the bloc's legislators have once again been debating the subject.
Where does the money come from for terrorism? And the money comes very often from Europe. And we talk about the main finances of the Islamic State, for example. We have to look at our businesses and deals with Saudi Arabia.
Specifically relating to the most recent terrorist attacks in EU countries Spain and Finland, the debate heard authorities had problems accessing counter-terrorism databases and also security information was not shared.
So the problem is not only lack of instruments and legislation, but also the fact that data does not move, and when it does move, it is not used.
The European Commission is admitting to a number of shortcomings pertaining to the EU's security policy. The Commission says member states are dragging their feet on certain issues. For example, relating to the retention of airline passenger name records, a move agreed and passed by EU legislators almost a year and a half ago. Also, a number of member states apparently find agreed security instruments too complex, parliamentarians have been told, while others lack the resources to implement measures.
I don't expect those attacks to stop, and we need to do what we can at all levels, the levels of cities, regions, national and collectively.
Most terrorist attacks in the EU have been carried out by the bloc's own citizens who had returned from Syria and Iraq, but experts say that trend seems to be changing.
We should say that in relation to the latest terrorist attack, we can see that they were committed by people who never traveled in the international terrorist zones.
We're told security will be very high on the list of priorities at an EU leaders' summit next month. The big question is, can they improve it? Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.